You're listening to the show about cozy stone cups and intestinal dental floss. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Recording.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Okay, I pushed something. I don't know. I might have pushed.
You spun for me and I doubled for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds kinky. That's weird.
Where did I put my... Yeah, see, I have my dice.
Here's my
pretty dice. Yeah, Monty made us amazing dice. I don't think we've mentioned it on the podcast because we hadn't been able to open them.
We might have mentioned it, but you guys didn't get yours yet.
Yes. No, haven't had them yet.
And then you didn't you got them and you didn't open them.
Yes.
Where I just opened mine right away. So.
Could not wait. But yeah, like these are amazing. Thank you, Monty. Just have to say a thank you again.
Monty. Yeah.
Because they're amazing.
They're so me and so Gwen.
I love how sharp the D4 is. It's got injury potential. So if I do it wrong, I'm in trouble. This will keep me in line.
Don't step on it.
Gosh, there are like swirls in mine. I love it. I love it.
Love it.
So freaking
guys,
pretty.
Are we all so energetic? Because
we are about to be.
That is,
I am.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. Emerging cyber attack.
Like looking into Bathwack's cloaca.
Is there a number?
Four.
He has four cloacas. It's like a cow with their stomachs, but it's his cloacas.
His cloacas in the shape of a four.
Call it my four hole.
Four hole.
So did anybody do a recap? I didn't.
Nobody
I did
said whose turn it was.
No.
Maybe can we can each quick and say dirty one thing.
We can all go around and say one thing we're thankful for.
Okay. My dice! I got them.
I'm thankful for the Starbucks coffee mug that Rafina made.
That was mine. Yeah. I'm not thankful for my telescopic mace ring, which was useless every time
mace.
I used it.
Mr. Mace!
Mr. Mace! Mr. Manager Mace, yes.
I guess I'm not thankful for intestines holding Gwen back a little bit.
That's true. That's the recap, guys. So, go!
So what happened?
Fighting.
Hey, I have fought a slod. I bit his butt.
Yes, his little butt.
His little butt. And then we went down, and there's a sooty gang, and they had Gorbis, and we saved Gorbis. But then he's kind of selfish, and he just, like, I think he slept, went on the ass, and just ran up to, and it's like, no, there's no more, whatever. And then,
then we fought. Stupid.
I think he was just flirting.
Yeah, look how awesome I am. I'm going to run up these stairs and win this race in the middle of a battle because I'm an idiot.
There's shit missing up there and there's fire. Don't know. Okay,
it's
go.
It's fire, whatever. Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of a, yes. What's the word called when you when everything is burning?
Inferno?
Inferno! I was thinking deluge,
lots of
but that's
orange
water.
Orange triangles or rectangles?
Yes, rectangles. That's the official term.
And then we fought the sooty gang. And it was kind of weird because they were kind of like taunting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the stairs are making weird noises. Mm-hmm. And,
they seemed mind-controlled.
Yeah.
They seemed like they were not.
Yeah, but they shouldn't totally have there. Taunted a raging dragonborn because that doesn't not good. And Bathwack tried to do, was it command, I think?
Yes.
He did Eldritch Blast again.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that
Rafina.
Yet.
I feel like we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah. We have not talked about it at all. I'm excited.
It's all I hear about. Oh, wait,
really,
that's out of game. No.
And then Rafina made a cup out of the stones in the wall. And everyone got in it but Gwen was too busy raging and killing the owl. And when she did, she tried to jump and she missed. And then Bathwack tried to grab her and he missed. And she
now she's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, Gwen.
So Denise, what new character have you rolled?
I rolled, I'm either going to do Strahd or three kobolds in a trench coat.
Nice.
No difference.
Just like that Gloomhaven character that you really liked. The top kobold can come out and the other two can run around in the trench coat. And right? Isn't there didn't you say there was a Gloomhaven character that was two pieces?
Yes.
That is the best Gloomhaven class to play, hands down.
It's a kobold. It's three kobolds in a trench coat.
It is.
I spell kobold.
K-O-B-O-L-D. Kobold.
Okay.
Kobold.
Actually, I'm going to be playing Noor. She is a swashbuckler rogue kobold.
Okay.
She's pink.
My next character is going to be the Hat from Monopoly.
Mr. Hat.
My characters are all opposites, and it's weird to play them because it's like, oh, wait, like... Just,
which extreme am I?
Yeah, it's like, oh crap, like this part, like NPC is flirting with Elsa. She doesn't like it. She's super annoyed. She definitely doesn't like it. And Gwen would be like, oh. Elsa's just like, oh.
All right, so the staircase is falling down all around you.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
The three of you are nestled in this stone cup. Mm-hmm. And Gwen, you're. Amethyst talons are scrabbling along the outside of it, scraping down the nicely, aesthetically pleasingly curved edge outside.
It's too curvy.
of the cup. And your grip slips and you begin to fall. Along with the stairs all around you.
Yikes.
The good news is as you're falling, there's no stairs falling on you because they're falling with you. The bad news is you're about 500 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
Whereas
but falling sort of slowly, right?
It's like roughly like 9 per 8 meters per second squared.
Not terminal velocity yet.
Not yet.
Of the scrabbling.
Well, yeah.
Let me check my spells. Oh, that's right. I have no spells left.
No.
Are we in initiative still?
Nope. The rest of you. Debris starts to pummel down on top of the mug.
Oh, jeez.
The opening is small enough that for now you're relatively protected, but it looks like there's more coming.
I don't know why I didn't fashion a little umbrella for this mug. This is really unfortunate.
It's not too late.
You put a tiny hut in the mug.
Yeah!
Holy crap. Why didn't I just do that?
Oh my
god!
Because
it needs some place to be.
Yeah, it needs to be somewhere, but it
could.
That's
true.
Right? Would that help us? Would it bounce off? Is it a shield? Is it like a force field?
So I thought Bathwack was going to have a shield, but of course he doesn't.
Because
no one let me make him one.
We didn't let you.
No, Rafina!
All right, let me just checky check.
Do we have any way to get Gwen? How do we get Gwen?
I can help, but I'm wondering if something is happening. I haven't said anything yet. But I will. if I'm supposed to. Were you good? Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, she's falling, right? Okay, fine. But I'm going to get killed by the stairs.
Well, do you want to, should we get in the, no, we need to put her in the tiny, go get her, please.
Oh, I try to get out of the cup without getting smashed by a stairway.
Right.
I have fly cast still. So.
Dexterity saving throw.
Here we go, guys. I'm good at dexterity, but I never know which one to click. Is it this one? Or no?
What do I have to roll to watch?
Oh, yeah, I have
to watch.
Yeah.
I have a question. Hold on. I'm sending Eric a question. I don't know how to whisper on roll 20, so I'm sending it on Discord.
Ooh, I rolled a 16. Thanks, Monty. But let's see.
Of course, plus. Monty weighted Will's dice.
No, remember my first roll on it was a 4. I was very disappointed.
My first one was a 20.
I know. I loved that.
So
that's
great.
So epic. Ugh, it's amazing. So it's a 19.
Okay. You're able to slip out of the tumbler. without being struck by any debris.
Okay.
You squirt out quickly.
What are you using these words for?
I squirt out of the tumbler. Oh, yeah. Man. Okay, and I'm flying away from the staircase and trying to find Gwen amongst the debris. Like falling.
She's down.
I fly down.
Okay.
Ah!
Can you fly faster than things fall?
I have no idea. I can only fly 60 feet per second, right? Is that, wait, well, 60, what is it?
Your speed is 60, and 60. You can run, basically, so every 6 seconds.
I'm running in the air.
But down.
I'm running down after the falling staircase.
All right, so Will is plunging down after you, Gwen. If he happens to catch sight of you, what does he see?
Well, hold on. I'm grabbing something here.
TMI.
Because I
Denise didn't hear that.
I totally missed. Wait,
you
what?
Said, you just said I'm grabbing something here and Eric said TMI. You're so... Oh, now he's waggling his eyebrows. Guys, we're all in trouble tonight. I'm half asleep. Eric is drinking completely and waggling asleep. His eyebrows. Eric is completely asleep. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And Alex is on mute.
Yeah, Alex, stop muting. We want to hear every word
every
that
breath.
You say every angrily.
Snort. I was going to say snort.
I win.
Every breath you snort.
Abby wins the snort race.
I'm not even breathing.
He's not even breathing. No wonder he's turning pink.
Doesn't want us to hear him not breathing.
All right, everybody, shut up. Denise is going to say something.
Did she find it? I didn't know. I was giving her time. So
yeah,
she didn't
I
feel
found
awkward.
It. So
we can see both her hands now.
How far away is Will then from Gwen?
At the point I'm asking this question.
Yeah.
Let's say 50 feet.
Okay. So you see Gwen falling and she's like kind of like freaking out because she's falling like a rock, a gem, a amethyst or whatever, because that's what she's turning into. However, you start to see like these gems like around her. Ooh. And they form wings, and she's no longer falling, and she's flying up towards Will.
Whoa!
That is so cool! What is happening? I love it.
I fly away.
He has no idea what's happening.
So you slow yourself with these gem-like wings. I need you to give me a dexterity saving throw as the debris yes. around you fails to slow along with you.
Yes.
Do the wings, like, come out of your back, or, like, are they part of your arms or something?
They sort of come out of her back and, you know, kind of like these gems just almost like spectral or whatever and
Whoa.
Create these like wings. I wouldn't call them like heavy gem wings. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's just, they're kind of coming out of her back and they're not real, but they are enough to be able to fly.
That's
really
cool.
You know, like they're not just like big, heavy, like
magic
yeah,
wings.
Yeah. They're magic spectral
they're my magic
gem
shoes.
Wings.
It's actually her lungs.
Her yeah,
she took a section of staircase right through the chest
oh,
and it pushed her wings
I
out the back.
I think she's safe, but yeah. really, I'm just watching her.
They happen to catch the air just right. She floats yeah. up
oh,
for a second.
Oh no, that's
she's
so
flying. Will
had
flies
enough
away.
With intestines.
I know you did, Abby. Oh I felt God. Bad about that as I was saying it yeah. specifically
I
for
bet you. Did.
I did. I thought of you as I was describing the visceral gore.
Oh my God, that's
Are you
amazing.
Calling me
I'm
a wimp.
So excited.
No. I
no,
am not.
We just know that you're okay. always like, it's funny. I think even when you're quiet, when there's a gross thing, you're always like in the background, like, oh no, or something like that. Like, it's always like this little quiet, like, oh my God. Like, it's so cute.
You guys know me too well.
All right. So, Gwen Yay. Gets a 6 on her dexterity save, and
Uh-oh.
You take 7 damage as
oh,
a banister smacks you, and you kind of tumble down a little bit, but you're able to then get out of the column of falling junk and and get yourself clear.
Okay.
So you see Gwen extricate herself from this and soar out beneath you.
Okay.
Will.
Great!
I just almost sacrificed myself. There were stairs flying around me too, but I was trying to help you. You probably can't even hear me.
She can hear you.
Yeah, I can. I don't know. I honestly don't know what's going on. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. She's a scary gem thing now, guys.
They can't hear you.
Nobody can hear me. Great.
Gwen's gonna like just talk into Will's head and be like, "You don't have to scream. I can hear you."
And then I reply, "Spiteful that was scream. Very invasive. How dare you?"
I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry."
Poor Gwen.
All right. So
how'd
you two
make this cup so smooth, Rafina?
How?
Yeah, it's really smooth.
Oh, thank you.
Did you feel it?
I'm feeling it right now.
What?
TMI.
Wait, this cup?
Yeah, I know.
Are we talking about the cup you're in?
Verb?
Are we talking about another cup?
I forgot that I have a score for this scene.
That actually really works, though. That's probably the best instance of that.
Shut up. It's always been amazing. That was too loud. Quiet before. Is that better?
Oh, my gosh.
What a mess.
Oh, what a smooth cup.
So you guys in the cup.
Where'd you learn to do this, Rafina?
Will you please focus on what's happening, Bethlack? Momentous.
So,
the whole world is falling down.
So stuff is now starting to fall into the cup. Like, there's enough stuff falling down that the narrow entrance of the mug isn't going to be completely protecting you. So I need both of you to give me a dexterity save.
Both of us that are in the cup.
Yeah, both of the cup dwellers.
I can't concentrate on my dice so if you keep loud, playing Dave. That song.
I'll turn it down.
He's not turning it down.
I don't know what he's
my
doing.
My first in-game roll with Monty's dice.
Yeah.
Is a natural one.
No!
Of course it is!
Gonna keep it up.
It's all the gold flakes inside. It's definitely messing with it.
It's still, I love it.
Yes. Here. Oh, it's wait. One.
There we go.
Everyone needs to go and look at the dice
Monty's
that Monty
hear that
made
and feel
for us.
So bad.
I know, Monty's gonna feel so sad.
It's not Monty's fault.
I roll a.
It was an unskilled roll on my part.
I should use that
20,
for my
right?
deck save.
Yep.
So it's a 2 though with my modifier.
Oh,
if,
okay.
Like, if you perfect. Care.
I also rolled a 1, but I'm lucky, so I get to go again.
Yep.
Perfect.
And I rolled a 1 again, so I get
seriously?
To roll it again.
That's amazing.
Wait, now I have to roll mine.
14.
Wait, sorry. What are we? What are we?
14 plus pause. 3, so it's 17.
I slipped on the smooth cup.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's too smooth.
So
after 2 false starts, I got a 17.
Bathwack, you like try to like do this fancy move where you like pull yourself under the curved rim and you like grab the edge, but like. It is too smooth, and you actually like just like kind of like stick your head up out of the rim.
Oh no!
And then you get clocked right on the head, so
bonk.
You take 17 damage as
that's
a huge chunk of stairs strikes you on your hairy pate.
Jeez.
Oh no!
And
is this the night that Eric kills us?
Yeah. Rafina, you only take 6 damage as you're mostly able to shelter yourself from the. The
but
debris
I got
above.
A 17.
I know. Sorry. That's why you didn't take double that.
Rafina, this cup
you
is
said
too
six,
smooth.
6? Well, how much did you say?
I think I said 6. Yep. 7 plus 5 divided by 2.
Rafina, this cup is too smooth.
So you fly your aroundy guys. The cup is kind of getting hard to see as more and more of the the staircase is flying down, and you can see above the flaming section is quickly approaching.
Oh, crap. I'm an eldritch blast it as I fly up to the cup.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Not the cup. I'm not eldritch blasting the cup. The stairs away. Like, trying to hit debris to go away.
Gorbus.
Oh, too bad, Gorbus. Well, you're there. Oh, no. Go. Go for Gorbus. Gorbus. Go.
Oh, Will.
Gorbus.
Gorbus.
Not Gorbus.
Will gave me an idea.
Says Will. Oh. Sorry. Yeah. Go. Will gave you an idea.
Yeah. I'm going to eldritch blast stuff, too.
Okay.
Maybe we can make a hole above the cup so that we don't get hit anymore.
So you're like stunned on the floor of the cup. Do you just like then just like start firing from your back straight up through the hole?
No, I'm going to stand up. I want to make sure that I'm not pointing at the back of Rufina's head.
Yeah.
Oh wait, but before I do this, I was here. I was so distracted by the smooth cup that I want to heal Rufina. Like, I don't know.
But you need healing now.
10 hit points. So I'm going to touch Rufina's arm and heal her by 10 hit points, and hopefully she doesn't protest too much.
Thanks, but don't touch me.
Sorry, Rufina.
Okay, forgive you.
The smell of singed hair dissipates. It's part of what you heal are the ponytails. Singed? Yeah, he blasted you right in the back of the head.
Oh, your hair was singed. Okay, I was being
that was like
your
2 seconds ago.
Like, has so
time.
Much vitality. It's like has as many hit points as like 3 regular people.
No, I was distracted because of Eric using the word pate before. He said that you had a hairy pate, and I was thinking that was the singed hair, but now I'm back on track.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Bathwax hair is unsinged and as beautiful as it was before.
Lush.
Do with that whatever you will. So
smooth cup.
Denise, you were saying Gorbus. Did you want to take care of that? I don't think Will would be like, come on, Gwen, you got to go this way and do this. You could probably do that if you...
Yeah, she would be looking to see if she can even see Gorbus at this point. She's kind of mad at him because he just like ran off. And it's not good. Mm-hmm. But she's also very, very hurt. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah.
He might be in that mess. It's very hard to say. You're not sure how far up he made it or where he could be, but up is crazy right now. He might even be down at this point. You don't even know which direction to look. It's hard to judge as the staircase still collapses around you.
I was just figuring he was falling below us already.
He might be.
Yeah.
You don't know?
Oh, well, Will doesn't care. Sorry. I just keep blasting stuff until I can get to the cup, I guess. If I can manage to dart in there, I'll grab Rufina, I guess.
Well, let's have our Eldritch Blasters give us just some Eldritch Blast rolls. Because we play D&D.
Wow, what? All right.
All right.
16. Oh,
holy
that's
cow.
Weird. That's the same Monty game.
So much more work to do this with dice.
I know.
This is a 30. So do I need to roll the damage too?
Yep.
Like, should I roll all three or just one? Oh, okay.
Okay, 30/5, 20/1.
This guy with his numbers, you guys. You hear this? You hear this guy?
29/5.
Okay, here are my numbers. 16. 19 and 14, like a normal D&D player, Bathwax.
But look how much damage you did.
What?
Compared
none.
To him.
Probably none.
I did pretty good damage.
Oh, 18.
You did way more damage than me.
Yeah,
Gwen isn't
whatever.
Using her Eldritch Blast because she's like very confused about what's going on and why she's able to do what she's doing.
You guys are able to clear out a little bit of a column above the cup. So that way the debris falling in that immediate vicinity is diminished.
Okay.
Or at least made smaller and less dangerous.
Well, if I think I have enough time, I'll go over and cast Fly on... Well, I can cast it at level 5, so I think that would mean that I can...
You could cast it on 3 people.
Cast it on all of us. So I just recast it on myself, I guess, and cast it on them too, right?
Touch,
those are
right?
The only people... Yes, it's touched.
Yeah, with the combined efforts of your Eldritch Blast, you can make it in there safely and cast Fly on Rufina and Bathwack and yourself.
Okay.
Are we just getting clobbered by like little number two pencils worth of stare?
Ticonderoga to the
graphite
noggin.
Poisoning.
So yeah, you guys, assuming you are willing creatures, now have fly cast upon you.
Woohoo! More than willing.
Bathwick takes two of the charges somehow.
I know,
he double
somehow,
flies.
You dummy!
I am out of the cup. I'm not touching it again.
Have you ever been flying in this game before? Like, upon your of your own will?
What, me?
Of my own will? No, just with... No!
Just under your armpits.
Just with will.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you...
So we actually, like, have control. Like,
yeah.
Will isn't, like, telling us where to go.
You can fly unless you take damage.
Rafina's gone.
Gosh.
Right to the moon.
Yep.
To the moon! Doing cartwheels all the way. No. Super fun, though. Going straight up. Woo!
Moon tea!
I'm trying to make sure Rafina gets out of the debris. She's just, like, shooting up like a... some kind of spring, and I'm like,
I think we talked about this before when Bathwack first had fly, but, like, the difference in the physicality of the flying,
yes.
I want to hear that again, and then I want to hear Rafina's version. And I guess Gwen's, now that she's got these wings, she's testing it out. So now we get to picture all of the player characters in Pork Fried Dice, if you could fly.
Wow.
See, Gwen, with her wings, like, if you remember back to Game of Thrones and Darius Dragons and how they fly, like, that's pretty much how hers, but it imagine spectral gems wings, but, like, just flying just like Dany's dragons.
Does it fly, like, so your body, like, flies out behind the wings, too? Like, you're, like, flying horizontally?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's awesome.
And we've heard Will flying a lot. You're pretty much just, like, standing,
right? I'm, like, Magneto flying. Uh-huh. I'm, like, I just, like, sometimes lean or whatever, but I'm just standing. I'm boring. I'm a boring bozo guy.
And then Bathwack. How did Bathwack fly, or how does Bathwack fly? Five.
He doesn't have to move any of his appendage or anything. He just translates.
And now, Rafina.
Yeah.
The ponytails are like a beanie spinning around.
Oh my god.
Wait.
They're on top.
Okay,
they
like
go
a
like
helicopter.
This?
Yeah, a little bit like a helicopter. I mean, not consistently like a helicopter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do a little, you know, sideways action, depending on whether or not Rafina is horizontal or vertical.
Like a helicopter with two rotors.
Alex is like, are there four? I need to know if there are four. Are there four? Are there four rotors?
Are you a quadcopter, Rafina?
Yeah. A quadcopter! I am a drone.
Alex is more invested in this game than he's ever
all
been before.
All of a sudden, yeah. We better be flying for the
so
rest
wimp.
Of tonight.
Yeah. Bathwack puts on his goggles so that he can... what are they called? Your VR goggle thingies so that you can steer Rafina.
Goggles?
I like this idea that
goggles.
Everyone in the sky right now is so excited to be flying. And Will's just, I'm taking care of business. He's going over to the cup and he's Eldritch blasting the cup. Hopefully Rafina doesn't get mad, but he needs to get his rod back. So he's blasting the cup as much as he can to try to
give me some more blasts.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm
goodbye,
standing
cup.
Far away. Yeah, sorry, cup.
Well, we couldn't bring it with us.
Wait, we need
you
more?
Bring it with you.
It's so smooth.
I know, not anymore.
Blam! It used to be smooth. I worked really hard on that smoothness.
Yeah, 26 and 9, 21 and 3, 23 and 8. All right, you're able to crunch away a good deal of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of thin because it had to be spread out over a large distance. And you're able to reach in there and get your rod.
Good.
Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, sweet. Wait, I can't time it and clear it?
There's a staircase falling.
But we were Eldritch blasting it.
You're
to
not anymore.
I can't do that now. I can
you just
Eldritch
blasted the cup.
I blasted the cup. Then I blast and make a hole for myself.
Give me three more blasts.
Yeah. What kind of rolling nonsense is this?
You're going to use up all your cantrips.
Eight. Natural one. Oh, that's what you were waiting for. 23. Also, did you want me to roll a 20 for whatever you want me to roll for?
Cantrips don't count.
Oh, okay, cool.
For fly, though, it would.
I did cast fly.
Yeah, sure.
What do I do?
D20.
Okay. A two.
Okay. All right, yeah, you blast some stuff up there. You can roll your dex save with advantage.
Okay. 14 and 20.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to reach in there and get it without taking any damage.
All right, good.
Click.
I turn around, everyone's doing cartwheels in the air, and I'm like...
What is everybody doing?
Gwen is confused and upset and doesn't know what's going on and still has intestines kind of just hanging from her mouth a little bit. She's looking for Gorbis, but she's probably not seeing anything. And she doesn't feel very good.
Rafina is flying up to the top of the dam.
Okay.
Wait, we're going different ways?
I don't know. We haven't really talked yet. We just got fly.
Yeah.
So Rafina is headed up to sort of figure, and also to play, because it's fun to fly. But that's the first direction we go. So I'm curious.
Our fly spell has a time limit.
Yeah, 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's longer than Gwen's.
Oh, crap. I didn't realize yours can disappear.
All right. So, well, Gwen, you're looking for Gorbis, and lo and behold, you think you see Gorbis.
Oh.
If you look below, it looks like he was brought down by the staircase, but you can see a figure. It's a little far away, but you think, since that's who specifically you're looking for, you think it's him. He is floating upwards in the air, down beneath you, like up towards you.
What?
Oh. Now that's she's even confusing. More confused than she was before with everything. So if he's flying up, she's going to kind of fly down to see if that is him and see what the heck is going on.
Okay. Yeah, you start to fly down. He's actually coming up at a pretty good clip, and you don't make it too far down. And you see he's like further out than you guys are from the dam and from where the stairs are falling. And now the noise finally dissipates as most of the staircase has made its way down. The flaming chunk is passing you. Oh, I'll just keep it on then.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God, Eric, please.
He zips up, and he's got a zips up.
He zooms up
from down below, and he's got a big smile on his face. And he says, I guess this year's a race is a forfeit, huh? And I need everybody to give me a perception check.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I have a suspicion.
So do I.
Ah!
Holy crap.
Whoa, Abby got a natural 20.
Woo-hoo! 16.
I got a 16.
No, I think
too.
Mine was not. Oh, it was.
So 17 for Gwen, 16 for Will, natural 20 for Rafina. And what was yours?
16.
16. Okay. So it is suddenly apparent. You take it. Something seemed off as Gorbis was flying up. Rafina, you're looking down and... you're far away, but with that natural 20, you're able to make this out just like everybody else is. You can see that Gorbis is wearing a pair of thigh-high red leather boots.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, there's a blur from if you're facing, like if your back is to the dam and facing out where Gorbis is, there is a blur to your right. Anybody who's looking at Gorbis in this last second, he tips you a very cheeky wink, and then all of a sudden, a hippogriff flying faster than you've ever seen a hippogriff fly zooms in right under Gorbis, catches him, and carries him away.
Oh no, he stole something. Oh.
Well!
Oh, did I see it? Do we all see that? Yeah. Ah! Will says. Okay. Wait, and I check my pockets. Yes, just like that. And I check my pockets immediately. Do I notice anything's gone? Oh my God, look at him. Look at his face.
Uh-huh.
No.
I Eldritch Blast him. He's far away. The hippogriff is moving like the speed of light.
Yep. Maybe if you didn't check your pockets first, you might have been able to, but at this point, he is too far away.
That's very appropriate. I like that.
Rafina tries to zoom after him.
Okay. You zoom away with your fly speed engaged, and it's almost immediately clear that you're not going to be able to catch him unless he slows down.
Okay. I give up. I take my dice and I go home.
There's something going on with that hippogriff. Like, it's very fast. Like, fast.
It's supersonic.
You would think you would be able to keep pace with a hippogriff with your current abilities.
Yeah.
All of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you can't.
What do I need to roll to check my pockets?
Investigation.
Oh, just a 9.
A 9. You swear something's missing, but you're not sure what it is.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. That's even worse than just not realizing that something is missing.
Oh, my God. I will... Oh! Like, he grabs his face because Rafina had been yelling at him, and he looks at Rafina like... like that.
Did you see who it was?
Yes, I did! Oh, he totally took something. Check your pockets. Check your pockets, everybody.
Rufina took the opportunity for me to have dinner on the town.
Oh my God, I don't want to fuck that guy. He's terrible.
No, but he... That was really rude of him.
Yeah, he's rude.
Abby is ripping it up tonight.
Oh my God, another natural
20? Yeah, but I'm
20?
Rolling with advantage. Do you see that? I had
to
change it.
Yeah, I'm just counting the first one.
Oh my God,
that's
two natural 20s.
It is the first one that got 20,
yes,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I would count the first one in either case, and they both were 20s.
Yahoo.
So,
for sort of useless things, though.
Are you
what am I missing?
You're checking your pockets? You don't think you're missing anything.
Oh. Oh. I am confident that I am not missing anything. Will, I think he just took something from you because he knew it would make you mad.
Oh, Bathwack, what about you?
Bathwack's flying up and down like a cork on the water. Since we don't seem to be going up or down, like Rafina flew away, she came back, she went up, and I'm just sort of waiting to see what people are going to do.
Yeah.
But
Gwen's
also,
like,
my backpack, I left back at the room, so...
Yeah, I did too, but I took all of my expensive things with me.
You so didn't trust the Calliope Hotel with your precious belongings?
Fuck.
I can't remember what I brought with me, but it was very little.
Well, at least Gwen doesn't have a lot.
I might check to see that I still have the keys, if I indeed was holding them.
Oh, God, the keys! If you say that out loud, I can check specifically for the keys. Oh, my gosh.
You don't have all the keys.
I have one key.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All right. So
I think I have the other key.
Anybody who's checking for keys that had a key finds that you still have the key.
Okay. It's my money. I'm sure it's my money. Oh, my.
Well, you guys, this is all well and good, but I really don't feel well, and I don't know what's going on with these, pointing to her wings, and I don't know how long they're going to last, so what are we doing?
You need to check your pockets. Check your pockets.
Also, Gwen, you have a roughly inherent sense of how long they'll last. You might not know the exact time, but you can sense. You have a sense of that.
So am I sensing it's going to probably not last for very much longer?
I don't remember how long they're supposed to last, but yeah, probably.
Let's go down to the ground, yeah?
Oh my God.
Because if we go up, how are we going to get back?
Well, there's a lot of people hurt up there. Wait, no, Will wouldn't care and Will wouldn't say that. Never mind.
Will says all that out loud.
There are people hurt everywhere. This is a giant disaster.
This is, yeah. And you know what, Rafina, you need a little touch up. We need to fix you up.
Yeah, your nose is gone at this point.
Oh, I almost forgot.
No one will recognize you with your spinning hair, though.
Well, it's a good thing that my nose fell off, because it would make me not very aerodynamic.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there will be other things on people's minds.
Oh, my God.
Probably. That's also true.
No stairs on the...
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Will's like, pfft. He makes that sound, and he goes over to Rafina, and he, like, ties a scarf around her head or something like that.
He just goes over it. He does. Will is just, you know,
blindfolds paranoid.
He just wraps a blanket around her whole face. Nobody will see you now. Aren't you grateful?
Okay.
Yeah, he's just trying to disguise her to the point where we could maybe get inside a house. Yeah, we're up there. I don't want to go down. Well, I mean, at least he's going to try to gesture for her to stay up while he fixes her up so she's not obviously Rafina Falange Pot. That is what he does.
Yeah, I mean, you guys said...
Well, Gwen's...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Gwen's going to be like, I don't know what you guys are doing, but this isn't going to last much longer. I don't want to fall. If we're going down, I'm going down.
Yeah, we're going down. But I just need to fix this situation. And we don't have any more fondant, I suppose.
Well, I mean, I have, like, some of the stuff that I made, but since I ran through the fire, I'm assuming everything's a big melted mess in my bag.
Oh, that sucks. You just made all those candies and everything, too.
I know.
Oh,
you look at Rafina, her face is covered with just various colors of melted candy. It's still good.
I have glue and paper. I'm going to rip up a piece of paper and I'm going to glue the paper to your face in a mask. That's the only thing I see right here.
Just a sheet of paper.
Like, it's a weird mask.
Am I okay with this?
Don't worry. It's the kind of glue that, you know, you can just take right off. I lie. I don't
want to get in
trouble.
Sticks to a face.
What
kind of glue are we talking about here?
Like spirit gum. Will would know that kind of thing. He uses the kind of glue that you can wash off, but in this case, it's just glue.
I didn't know if he was only.
You
want to
know where the glue's from? Because I even know where it's from. It's from the winemaking place with the bottles and it was from the labels and stuff like that. So it's wine label glue, Rafina, but I don't say that. I'm lying and I'm going to roll deception. Here you go. It's totally like spirit gum. It's going to come right off.
23.
Well, wait, Rafina, do you want to just borrow my hood? I mean,
yes.
I'm kind of poking it now, so I could just take it off and let you borrow it.
Yes, please. Get away from me with that gum.
Okay. It was label glue, I have to say. I'm glad we didn't actually have to put it on your face.
I did believe you, but now I'm surprisingly not surprised.
Yeah, the bottle says will cause rash.
Rash face glue.
Not even a question. Like,
yeah.
That's not even a side effect. It was initially a rash paste, and then they used it as glue.
Yes. It's a very sticky rash paste.
Oh, wait, I could use this as glue. All right. So you all make your way down to the ground, which, as someone said, is a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. There's 1,600 feet worth of staircase just piled there. Thankfully, it didn't like tip over. It mostly fell down. So it's not like this is a huge column of destruction spread out into the Scarlet Market. But the blast radius, if you will, is still relatively sizable. There's already people working to try to make sure anybody who's injured is helped. Thankfully, it seems like a lot of the general vicinity was vacated after the Arbiter fell and the racers came back down and the sooty gang started doing their thing and hitting people and stuff like that. So you can't say nobody's dead or hurt, but the casualties are certainly much less than if that had fallen while everybody was just standing there enjoying the race.
I'm just gonna kind of, if there's anyone nearby who saw what happened, you know, who seems to be engaged and not like running away or you know,
sure,
or someone who's like trying to move people or, you know, help find people, I just want to approach them and ask them if they saw what happened.
I don't know, the race was going on and then all of a sudden the Arbiter fell. It was horrible, and then something was happening up above. We heard screams, there was a big fire, and then the stairs fell. There were people that other people that fell. I don't know what. We're just trying to help anybody who's hurt here.
Where's the Arbiter?
Oh, under there somewhere. And he points towards like basically the center of this huge, huge pile of rubble.
Did you see anyone down here? Who? You know, who was involved in this? Who made this happen?
I don't know who made this happen. What do you mean? Did someone do this?
I don't know. I mean, did you see anyone? Did someone run up the stairs?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was something from up above, something that had to do with what happened to the Arbiter.
Okay, yeah, I was just checking to see if anything happened down here while we were gone. It sounds like whatever happened is buried. Okay, all right, thanks for your time. Should we look for the Arbiter?
Well, if Bathwax said that to Will, Will would say, I already took the key. The rest was just kind of a mess. Not really much to look at, if you know what I mean.
Oh, when did you take the key?
After she went El Smasho on the ground.
Oh. Bathwax won't talk about it anymore right now.
I didn't know you knew Spanish.
What's Spanish?
It's Rafina's version of Pig Latin.
Yeah.
It's just Spanish.
Yep.
But it's her own made-up language. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Rafina invented Spanish.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this is an origin story for Earth. This is like Battlestar Galactica, my whole campaign.
Nice. No, I don't know what's going on, guys, and this is terrible. And I don't know, and I feel bad for what I did on the stairs to those poor little owls, those poor city gang. Like,
poor city gang?
That was terrible.
They kill each other. They liked it.
Gwen, you did the best you could in the moment. You really did with the information you had, and there was something wrong with them. Yeah. Big time wrong.
But I feel really bad. I know, but that makes me feel even more bad because there was something wrong with them.
I know, but they were trying to hurt you and everybody.
And then I was supposed to have a date, and now I'm not going to have a date anymore because it was Ricardo and Lizzie's.
We need to get you to, like, a normal place somewhere around here with no short people. Sorry, Rafina. That could be disguised as Ricardo Ulysses, and then you could date whoever it is. Whoever you want to, just pick someone else. Just someone not short. Because so far, all the short people, or just a few of them, have turned out to be Ricardo Ulysses.
Yeah, right now, Will, you're the most sure in a long time that Rafina's not Ricardo. Rafina.
Good.
Wait, you thought I was?
You never know.
You know, I just have to say that I have been anticipating the reemergence of Ricardo Ulysses this entire, like, last 4 months. And Eric finally picked a moment when I was not expecting him.
I like how we all were like, oh, like right there, though, like right before he revealed that, we were all like, oh no.
Yeah.
All right. Ricardo Ulysses stole something from me and I can't figure out what it is, and it's driving me crazy. But also, I think we should go and get the other key that we know about. Whether by force or by kindness, we should go get it.
At the college?
Yes. Oh,
let's talk. The dean is, we can talk to him. Can I just get cleaned up a little bit? And I really don't feel good.
You should go get cleaned up. And I'll just go get a hot dog or something. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll come back with a key. Maybe not.
Well, as you say the word hot dog, a gust of wind blows through this plaza of destruction. And it catches a stack of paper sitting in like a half collapsed booth. And one of the sheets flips over and smacks you right in the face.
Me?
Yep.
Oh, I'm glad there's no glue on my face, I say, as I take it off.
The rest sort of scatter all around. And you realize that it was a stack of free drink passes for the Hands and Finger Puppet Theater show this evening.
What?
For free drinks?
Maybe that'll make me feel better.
Sure.
And just because we've not played at all in like the past 6 months, does anybody remember what the Hands and Finger, the
is
significance
it a front
of the,
for something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For sexual puppets or
close.
Something? Oh, I don't remember. It's probably
Let's just
my
say
nose.
Gwen could have used to work there.
Oh, like a strip club?
It's like a strip club.
It's a puppet strip club.
Puppet strip club?
I'm so
good. Oh my god.
No, as far as you're aware, it's a real strip club.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Disguised as a puppet theater.
Free drinks. I reach in my pocket to specifically find my money.
Okay.
Is you it find there? Your money. My money's there. What did he steal? Guys, what do I have on me? What did he steal?
He stole your confidence.
Yeah. Oh, God, I wrote it down. Do I have Madeline's locket?
Your confidence in having all of your items.
I know, for real.
If I were a good DM, I would have erased it from your sheets.
I know, but now I have a list. My contract with Bathwack?
You find your contract with Bathwack.
My letter from Vera?
You find your letter from Vera.
My pencil.
All right, Will is just digging through every little pouch he's and cranny.
That is
and crack
so Will. It's not
has.
Just me. Will is very methodically going through everything because he's completely upset that he again didn't realize that he's being stolen from.
Will, where are your shoes? No, I'm kidding. Made you look.
Yeah, Will would uh-huh. look. Will would have looked, and then he looks at Bathwack. Where's your command
down,
spell, Bathwack?
You look down at your shoes. Give me a perception check.
Oh my god! What? Okay, perception. Boop. 9. Okay. I'm rolling like crap.
Go on.
Did you are you maybe just missing something that's so obvious you don't notice that it's gone, like the lining of your pocket? Is your actual pocket missing?
Are my underwear on? Like, are yep. my underwear on? I'm like, Will are is suddenly they? Thinking about, like, the legend of Ricardo Ulysses.
He suddenly pulled Will's brassiere out without him even taking his shirt off.
Did he steal Madeline's locket?
No.
Oh my god. This guy's a jerk. Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. Apparently, it just makes me feel like
a piece of lint.
Yeah. Yeah. He did it just to make me crazy. All right, anyway. Sorry. Will is lost. Like, he got the paper on his face, and he's like, yeah, free drinks, and then he's just lost. So everyone else can.
Will, where are your shoelaces?
You already did that.
I don't even think Will has shoelaces.
I look again.
Give me a perception roll.
Are you kidding me?
No. Nope.
This is crazy.
Okay.
What the hell? You want to know why? It's because I'm not rolling Monty's. Here. An 8. It's still shit. All right, never mind. I'm not destined to know. Okay. Free drinks. Free drinks. Anyone here low enough to accept a free drink? I'm going to pay. You know what I'm saying?
For a free drink.
Well, I mean, they're free. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, we used to have free drink nights at the Rolodex Rooney. That's how we got people to come. Well, that and me.
I'm sort of sad we'll have to stop flying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, we will have to stop flying. Gwen, what's up with those weird wing things that happened?
I'm running a little low on gold.
I don't know. I was hoping maybe you guys knew, because I this is never something I've been able to do before, and now I can kind of do it, and this really weirds me out a little bit.
It's probably a depraved god. It's probably depraved god. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, probably.
It's all good.
Well, I don't want to, what do you mean?
I don't know. That's just what happens to us. Yeah.
The wings have disappeared at this point.
Woo.
Yeah, what do you mean us?
Us?
Like, you have depraved gods too? No. Is that why you have the crown on your head?
That's Bathwack's fault, and I'm pretty sure that he has admitted to it. Right, Bathwack? Anyway, let's move on and go get some free drinks. I think everyone here needs free drinks, right? Nope. I don't have any deals with depraved gods, Gwen. No.
How much does it cost to go in?
I look at the paper.
It doesn't say.
Doesn't say. And you are from here, so I would hope that you would know, but I guess not. Do not frequent this club, Rafina. I almost called you Abby. Where would I get that name from?
Well, Abby does, but Rafina does not.
Ha-bubba-da, bubba-da.
Well, I have 20 tickets. Do you think they'll take a ticket?
What kind of ticket?
I don't remember. I think they're the tickets float from tickets? Back when we float when tickets, we were back. Yeah.
What did you label them on yours?
Big hillbilly bumpkin tickets or something like that.
Back from the festival, the carnival.
Oh, I don't have any tickets, but I mean, I have money, and I really think, like, what time is it? Is it like evening, like when this place would be open, or is it still?
No, you probably have a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's like morning, yeah. Right? The race started at like 7 in the morning. Oh, gosh. Or something like that.
It's been 6 seconds since the race started.
It's like 7-1.
Did you say 7-1?
Yep, I said 7-1. That's amazing. Yeah. It's 7-1.
Why don't we go to university and just see if we can get the key from the dean? And
you sound like you were about to cry.
Yes.
Oh, Gwen.
Rafina, help her. I don't know what to do with that.
Calm emotions.
Calm emotions or something.
Calm emotions.
I would like to do a general healing because I think that there are people who are feeling unhealed.
I only have 6 hit points.
Holy crapola.
Hey, okay. I did all right.
All right, let's do that.
Wow, 6 hit points.
That's not very many.
That is not.
Let me just check my best option here. I really want it to be a lot of hit points for everybody.
Actually, no, don't worry about me.
Are you 60. Sure?
Yeah. I'm using healing light.
Oh.
Let's see. I have 11 D6s that I could possibly use. But I don't have to roll them because I have hold on, sorry. Yeah, I have Gift of the Ever-Living Ones, so when my familiar is within 100 feet of me, I treat any dice rolled to determine the hit points I regain as having rolled their maximum value for me.
Nice!
So, because I think she's really hurt, I'm going to expend all 11 D6s for Healing Light and heal for 66 hit points.
Nice.
Which, when she does that, oh, it smells like coconut candy apples.
Whoa.
As she's doing this.
That's a candy treat if I've ever heard
candy
one.
Candy treat.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like this wafting of like coconut candy apples and like again, the good candy apples, the red ones, not like the blue ones or the caramel ones.
Caramel apples.
The better candy apple.
I like caramel. Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so ones, she though. Heals herself for 66. So, oh, I don't have 66.
That's amazing.
All right, so. I'm going to do Prayer of Healing. So that up to 6 creatures can regain hit points equal to 2d8 plus 4. Bathwack, you've lost hit points too, yeah.
Say it out loud.
Hello,
yes.
Oh, yeah, because I was looking at my
this is an audio podcast.
Yes. Not a naudio podcast. Get it? Waka waka. I'm so happy. Okay. So I'm going to do that. And a 16.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does that mean we each get 16?
Yeah.
Now, does the roll that I did this just now, does it include the fact that I also gain, that everyone and I also gain an extra 4 hit points thanks to my life domain?
Let me see.
I can't tell.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. It did include that.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
Wait, no.
So 16.
No, it doesn't. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So 20 dudes.
I'm back to 4 hit points. Look at me.
Nice.
Gwen's feeling a lot better now. She's still on the verge of tears, of course, but she's feeling a lot better health-wise.
So everybody's feeling good. Everybody's like, yeah, this is all right. It's just this scene of death and destruction is just surrounding all of you.
I like how, yeah, there's like death, destruction, and Will's really worried about his pockets. He's just like, there's something
missing. This is the worst day ever.
This is a terrible day.
What a terrible tragedy.
I trip over a severed leg. I just, Jesus Christ.
Will, do you feel a breeze?
What? I look down.
Because you stole your underwear.
Yeah.
Roll a perception check.
Oh my God. I'm going to roll it with Monty's. Here we go.
Okay.
That's a 13 plus...
One.
14.
Okay, go on.
What a butthole. What the hell's happening right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Will's like trying to get his focus back, but like, yeah, let's go get this key from this idiot at the college, right? Just steal it. We'll steal it.
He's not an idiot.
He's wearing an important key around his neck, displayed for all to see.
How many keys do we have?
Two.
We have two out of the four.
Two
out of four.
The city gang has one, yeah. Supposedly, so we need to... and the dean has one.
Yep.
And then we have the other two.
Harder to get the city gang one, or I agree. I think we should get the keys as soon as we can because
yeah,
I don't know where these things came from, but we need to somehow get behind the dam or something.
Yeah, my concern is that if any of this was potentially caused by the city gang, they're going to be going after that other key. If they have one, they know about the keys, right?
That dean does not look strong. And he was having problems with the city gang being around his university.
Right.
Yeah.
So we probably... Oh, no. We really need to get over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Gwen's just going to start running over there.
Let's zooms off into the air. To the moon.
I want to make a quick... Like, there must be people pulling other people out of this mess.
Oh, Bathwick's going to help.
I can't leave. I'm going to, I need to help for a few minutes and if I can still fly, I'll sort of hover over the wreckage and see if I can see anyone.
Yeah, you can fly still. Because Will didn't lose concentration.
No. Nope. Well, I guess not. I mean, I'm... stinks. I'm very distracted, I think.
Will's going to suddenly remember what he can't remember right now and... I'm going to fall out of the sky.
Yep.
Okay. So you start hovering above, trying to lend a hand. Does everybody wait for Bathwack, or do people help Bathwack, or do they fuck off or not notice Bathwack?
Similarly, flying around.
Gwen would have wanted to go to the university, but then if she saw... Bathwag helping, she'd be like, oh crap, yeah, we really need to help these people too. God, there's too many people that need help here. And she would help, but she can't fly.
If everyone goes and tries to help,
they do.
I go and sneak off to the university. Congratulations, DM. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
That seems like not okay. That's fine. Just seems like we're not going to help for that long. I mean, we're going to solve this problem very quickly.
I genuinely hope that you guys just catch up to me. I'm not looking to go do this myself. I just know that Will would do that. He would be like, I'm going to go just take this key and then we won't have to worry about it. We won't have to go through all the niceties and the dumb shit. I'm just going to steal the key and it'll be fine.
All right. So you guys are helping and Will's going to try to sneak off. We're going to take a little break.
Oh, okay.
When we get back, Will is going to make that attempt.
Okay.
Because you can't, that's not a free
thing
to be able to sneak away from these three people who are always keeping one eye on you.
Bathwack is, at least. I know that.
At your shoes, anyway.
Yeah, apparently. Jealous? Probably.
And your underwear.
My underwear. Get out of my underwear.
But yeah. It's going to turn out Ricardo didn't take it. Bathwack did. He's wearing it right now.
Wow.
This is lucky race underwear.
I have no idea what that means, but we'll find out.
Yeah, also three
next
of you
next time on Pork Friends.
Remember, three of you are still wearing your bright lime green racing jerseys.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Along with a lot of the people
that's
around.
Amazing.
And where is Shimi? Oh shit. I guess
maybe you'll look for him when we come back. But
you
right now
that might be what I do when they're looking for everyone else is look for Shimi. But
I miss Mo.
We'll see. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I miss Mo too. I really do.
See in a bit.
Yeah.
We should
Mo's
check
on
Mo.
On the river. He's lake.
We have a lot of things to do, friends.
Okay. We're back.
We are.
Hello.
That was the noise that someone made falling off the staircase. How did I not play that every time someone fell off the staircase? I'm so mad at myself.
It was Helen.
So mad. Yeah, Helen fell off the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
So, Will,
Yeah.
You were mulling to me
yeah.
during the off season. In
I mulled it at the end of the recording.
Was it in the recording?
I said I might go look for Shimi instead.
Oh.
Because I just remembered that Shimi existed. So mm-hmm.
He's rotting in Ravenloft Castle.
I mean,
not funny.
I'll at least do a perusal of the square we're in or whatever. Perusal? Yeah,
flip
just
through it.
Casually. Sorry, whatever. A casual glance.
Listen, I
across
use
the
way
square.
Worse words.
Cool.
Now we know he's probably not Ricardo.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably.
Did you ever Possibly. See?
We didn't see Ricardo's face. We only saw his boots.
Boots.
Right?
His
Did
boobs.
He look like Gorbis the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Gorbis pretended to be Ricardo Ulysses, and he's still here, says Will yeah. to himself. That's what he says. He could still be here.
Maybe as Gorbis was falling, he found the boots and put them on.
They're boots of flying.
Maybe. I had some cool boots that he stole from me.
Mm.
All right, anyway. What do you want me to do?
Well, what are you doing? You're perusing, right?
I'm looking around to see if I see Shimi. Like, I was okay. about to just jet uh-huh. and go away,
yeah.
ditch my compatriots, and then I realized yep. that I haven't seen Shimi, and he was racing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he didn't die.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I look around.
Give me a perception check. A perusal check.
I'm going to roll using my Monty die. 17 mm. plus 1 is 18. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you scour the square with your eyes
mm-hmm.
and your ears. Give a few casual sniffs to the air. Maybe catch that signature Shimi scent. And from across the square, you see him casually come around a corner. He's wearing his green racing bib still.
Okay.
He is holding something and eating it. It's too hard to tell what it is from this distance.
All right.
And he has something on his head.
What?
Like a okay. weird, like, hat, maybe? That it looks weird. You can't really tell
it's
what's going on.
Probably, like, just a cute party hat or something, because he's eating a corn dog, and he has, like, a Burger King yep. hat on or something.
He's eating a burger and he's a corn dog
Eric,
king hat
you
on.
Hooked me in. I definitely want to see that. And I will say, like,
I
Will
saw
is...
someone today wearing a wireframe metal tetrahedron on their head.
Where'd you get it, Abby?
No apparent reason.
It's a tin Abby. Hat.
Duh.
I don't know.
Was it like wireframe? Like you could see through it?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I
it was
like,
just the frame and it was outline. Metal.
Wow.
The latest fashion.
Yeah.
I like it. That sounds great.
And it was fully like head so, size.
So which
that
shape
it sort
is
of
it? It's like a
D4?
Like
a, wow.
Like a
D4? Yeah, a
D4. Yeah.
Like wearing a D4 on your head.
Somebody was wearing a D4
Definitely wouldn't
on their
be
head.
Me if it's a D4. Nope.
Wouldn't be caught dead wearing a D4 hat.
You were trying to roll it.
Ow, it poked my head. Oh, Monty.
Yeah, these are very sharp D4s. There are some nasty D4s out there, and these are in that class.
Ooh, I like it.
So
I like
great.
It.
Anyway,
so
I was really great. Excited, and I yeah. don't know what it's for. But
that's very weird, and I like it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so are you going to Shimi, or?
Yeah.
It looks like he catches your eye, and he gives you a big energetic wave.
Well, if he sees me, then that you. Kind of also makes the decision, but I think Will was going to be like, yeah, all right, fine, what? What are you eating? I go over.
Kind of meet in the middle. He has got the biggest pickle you've ever seen on a stick. And he's chomping
into
it.
On his head?
It. Yeah. Oh.
What's on his head?
So it looks like some sort of a novelty hat. upon closer inspection, it looks like it is a scale model of a section of the grand staircase that once was.
Oh, no way. Wait, did someone mass produce them after it fell?
In memoriam,
like
yeah.
Like capitalizing on it.
It listed the year it was built and then this year.
Oh my God, that's so terrible. Oh, that's funny.
Capitalism.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. You've been having fun, huh? Did you not race at all?
Well,
You're not dead. How dare you? You were supposed to sacrifice your life for this stupid race.
Yeah, what
race.
Happened? I heard a noise. That's why I came back over here.
What happened? Well, look.
I know.
Everyone's dead.
What did you do?
I killed everybody.
Is this my voice?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
I killed everyone.
Oh, I got a little distracted. I saw something that I wanted to pick up as a gift for Rafina, and then
what'd you
I was way
for
behind
Rafina,
it.
Rafina, this hat? Because she's going to love that hat. She's going to love that
hat. What else? This pickle? No, this is mine.
Well, if it's half eaten, she'll love it.
No, it's my pickle. It's her hat.
All right.
Where is she?
Well, what about Bathwack? What about Gwen?
I didn't see anything that spoke to me.
Also, and then I message him in the head and I say, code name?
Shark. Falcon.
Wait, I'm Falcon. You're Shark. Wait, am I Shark? I don't remember.
I can't remember either. I just knew we had the cool ones.
The other ones were, what was it, like Barry, Larry, and Gary or something like that. All right, you're not Ricardo Ulysses. Ricardo Ulysses was just here.
What?
Yeah. You've missed everything.
I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, God.
You guys have been talking about him for weeks.
Oh, meet him? You don't need to meet him.
Where is
he? He flew away.
What did he steal?
Something. And I don't know what. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Well, then how do you know he stole something?
Because I just can feel it. Look at me. Do I look like something was stolen? Bathwa keeps saying it's my shoes. I know they're not gone.
No, your shoes are there, but what happened to your ankle?
What?
And you look down at your ankle and it's not there.
What do you mean, my ankle? My ankle. My shoes are there and my ankle
is
not there.
This happened once before?
Yeah. Yes.
Scorpion.
Okay. What? And then I
faint.
And I don't faint this time? Is there someplace
says
to sit?
Will as he faints?
No, I mean, it takes a second to register because that's really weird. I must pull my pant leg up or something, and then my ankle. How far up is it gone? I'm pulling my pant leg up.
Like halfway up your calf.
What? Is it? Do I see into my shoe? Like, is my foot there?
No, you look into your shoe and it looks like it's empty.
She me?
He stole your foot! That's what it is! You couldn't figure it out, but there it is!
Oh my God.
No question.
All right.
Look, the puzzle master strikes again.
I stomp my foot. The All foot right. that's disappeared. Is okay. it, does it behave like a foot? Do I feel it?
Uh-huh.
I feel it! I feel my foot! It's there! All right, just let's put this away. And I put the pant leg down. Let's just put it away. And that's doesn't matter. Let's
good
go
thing Will
steal
doesn't
a key.
Prefer Madras shorts.
Madras shorts?
Isn't that a
what are those shorts?
Article of clothing?
I have no idea.
It was just a specific type of short that I thought of.
Wow. Could have said clam diggers.
Mm. Yeah. Pedal pushers.
Is that what they are?
I don't know what Madras
good thing
shorts
Will
are.
Doesn't prefer Speedos.
Right.
That's a type of short.
Okay. So, okay.
But where's Rafina? I want to give her her hat.
Yeah, Will just kind of looks ill, I think.
Don't tell Gwen I refurbished it.
Sounds great, he says distractedly. I guess I'm not going anywhere now because he's in denial about this leg thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
Rafina!
Bathwack!
Don't say Rafina! Shush!
Oh, shit!
You just screamed it across the whole square!
Eddie! Bathwack! Gwen!
Also, Gwen is a dragon now. She has, wings. I don't...
She always was a dragon, wasn't she?
But she was a dragon born. Now she's, turning into... She's, claws and wings.
Oh.
Watch out!
All right.
She also ate a guy's intestines.
We'll be all right. You better watch out.
What? Why do I need to watch
it? She likes me way more than she likes you.
She likes you?
Mm-hmm.
I think you think everyone likes you.
Well, they mostly do.
Sure. All right, go find
them. You do?
Sure. Go find them. Go away. I'm having an existential crisis.
You do like me. Gwen! Eddie!
If he still keeps doing that, I will, brain message whoever is closest and within range to come over to this child, because I can't...
We're helping right now.
Oh!
Remember the dead people. Or dying.
Yeah,
people
they like to,
died?
Yeah, they like to help
oh
dead people.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I might have killed some people and it wasn't pretty and I feel really bad about it.
Gwen, did you do this?
No, I didn't do this. But...
Oh. Well, then I think you're probably fine.
Well, I ripped someone's intestines out with my mouth. It wasn't one of my prouder moments.
It was pretty gross.
I think it was cool. I think it was fine. She's having it. She's...
We've got two nays and one aye. Bathwack, are you abstaining?
Bathwack doesn't get a vote. He shot Rafina in the head.
What?
I didn't know if I was close enough to hear. What?
Yeah, you're all kind of close.
I think we're all close enough now.
All right.
Yeah, Bathwack, you can hear us. What do you feel about the whole intestine thing?
I don't know.
Indifferent. Bathwack is indifferent to someone.
Neutral.
Chomping out someone's.
Yeah, like I just said, he shot Rafina in the back of the. Abby, Annie. Abby.
You're
Annie.
Not supposed to say that out loud, Will.
I know. But
I mean,
Bathwack is eating.
Combat's
Shimi's
a brutal
pickle.
Thing. Say as I finish eating whatever. No.
His pickle.
He stakes his pickle.
You guys should get a room.
I know.
Annie, is your head okay?
Yeah, I got rehealed a little bit, so I forgive him. Also, I can fly. Watch.
Whee! Okay. Do you fly? Or do you just say
Well,
me?
Has it been 10 minutes?
Close, but not quite.
Okay, so yes, I fly.
Okay. Wait, I have something for your head!
Really?
Your hurt head. Uh-huh.
Oh.
And he
you.
Takes this contraption off of his pate.
Wow.
And he holds it out to you.
And how much bigger is his head than mine?
Pretty close. It's a good
Oh, really?
Fit. Yeah.
So it doesn't, like, completely swallow up my entire head. I'm oh,
still
this
looking
is...
for people.
So much fun, but it's also tragic because the staircase no longer exists.
Annie, that means that it's rarer and is worth more. So just hold on to it. Because
mm-hmm.
okay. there is no staircase anymore. So
will they recognize me now that I have this and a cape on? I put the cape on over the hat. So it just looks like there's this mountain
it's,
on my head.
It's better than our kids who wear their hoods under their hats.
Oh
they pull up
gosh,
their sweatshirts and then like Harvey yeah. puts his mm-hmm. ball cap on top of his hood.
Mm-hmm.
Like a weirdo.
It was so cute. Thank you for thinking of me. I didn't get you anything.
Oh, that's okay.
I stoop down and I pick up a splinter of the staircase. Here, this is rare now. And I give it to him.
I will treasure this forever. But it's okay. You guys were busy bringing down the staircase or whatever you were doing.
No, we did not bring down the staircase.
Are you sure?
No,
I don't think anybody's sure.
No, it was the Sooty Gang.
What did they do?
Possessed or something. What has happened? What have you been doing this whole time? You've been shopping?
Yes.
Yes, I was shopping.
Buying things.
I purchased the
With
hat
money.
For you and I purchased the
In
pickle.
In exchange, he... Put money and somebody gave him stuff.
Will,
that's how shopping works,
thick.
Right? I'm Wait. Selling you out. It was stolen, Rafina. You have a stolen
oh.
hat.
No. It was absolutely okay. not stolen.
Okay, well, we will talk about this later. But
okay.
Now we need to figure out what to do next.
What's
keys, I think, are involved.
I still think we should go get the key before the Sooty Gang gets it.
Oh, the one from the Dean. Yeah, we got to go find some strippers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I guess that was the plan, huh?
Yeah.
To get him
some
strippers.
People to have them teach classes or something.
Yes.
We could give him the free coupon for the drinks.
Well, I think, why don't we go over there and talk to him? I mean, maybe that'll make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to get strippers, but also...
Yeah, we got to figure out how to get into the puppet theater, whatever it is, right? That's where the naked people are?
We don't have to try. We've got a coupon.
I would assume that it's like any other place, like the Rolodex Rooney, where you go when, you know, there's somebody at the door and you have to pay your cover charge and then they let you in and, you know.
Do you think they'll let me in?
Maybe
I was never
not.
Able to get into the Rolodex Rooney.
Yeah, you're a little young for the drinking.
What was it like in there?
Oh, it was really fun.
Really? Oh, I knew it. Did you go there a lot?
I worked there.
Oh, yeah, that's probably come up like 50 times or whatever. Yeah. It's all good. It's 50% of what Will talks about when you're there.
Anyway, yeah, so I was saying that maybe we should go and just take the key and not wait for...
Take something?
Yeah.
Just without...
No. We're not taking it. Come on, let's go. We'll go talk to him and we'll get the key without taking it from him by force.
Sure.
I've taken enough things from people by force today. No more.
Like their intestines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quite Ixnay tasty, on the intestines in nay.
Oh, Spanish nay. Again. Okay.
Okay.
Is everybody agreed? University bound?
Off.
I guess. Nobody stand in front, behind, or to the side of Bathwack just in case he goes off in some way that we are not prepared for.
You might want to stay away from me because I'm full of surprises to myself, too.
And I'm dangerous.
When Will's not looking, I quickly point at the back of his head and then I put my hand back down.
Wait, like you're going to
sight along it
or...
like a gun. Like...
Yeah.
I constantly whirl around to see if he's doing it. I miss it every time.
Yep.
I could feel it.
Wait, was your foot actually gone?
Yes, but nobody saw it, I guess, except for Shimi.
But Will didn't say anything.
No, I did not say anything. I hid my leg.
Shimi was not weirded out enough to tell us about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. Shimi. He was very excited to give you your hat.
Oh, I guess so. It's very cute.
So, 4.5 pairs of feet go walking along to the university.
I have a foot.
Do you?
It's there. Prove I feel it. I stomped it.
Prove it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I stomped it. You said I felt it, so it's there. I don't look at it.
Everybody's bodies are changing. We all need to have a talk.
The birds and the bees talk, everyone. Or the birds and cloacas or whatever. Yep. I don't know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The worms and the cloacas.
Let me tell you about the hippogriffs and the cloacas.
Yep.
All right.
Classic tale.
So embarrassing.
So you all head through the city, away from this epicenter of devastation and destruction.
Yeah.
Things are a bit in turmoil. People are kind of rushing around. There seems to be sort of a level of low grade, not even panic, but just like concern going on.
Do we pass any like stands that might have scarves or hats or things that might be unattended? Might I snatch a something? It basically to put on Rafina, basically just to have some things that might mask her if the need arises, if Gwen wants her hood back, you know.
Oh, I see.
Anything useful?
Give me a perception roll. A 10. You see more of the staircase hats unattended.
What if we turned her into a staircase? We just add a bunch of staircases together and then she's just a moving staircase. Right,
all right,
guys?
Rafina, stand at the bottom of the dam. All right, don't move.
All right. Okay.
All right. So, eventually you make your way over to the university without too much interesting going on. Probably the main thing you notice both at the bottom of the stairs and then on your way, if anybody's looking out for this, I know some of you probably are for different reasons, is that you don't see any town guard.
Oh, that's so terrible. These people are dealing with this mess with no... Oh my god. Are there any political figures looking? Anybody important in charge?
Oh, you see a mayor just walking by, just randomly.
I'm just wondering if there's anyone...
A board member.
Is it...
Comptroller.
Is it just like regular citizens handling this entire problem?
As far as you can, you don't see anybody who seems to be officially in charge.
Wow.
So
you guys,
so
we really, we really should have let Halula come because I really feel like the city could really use her help.
Halula is not on our side. I hope Mo has eaten Halula, is what I'm trying to say. Oh, no, yes.
But she's works for the city. Like, they need help. Like, I think, like, maybe at this point, like, who is she going to go to with this? There's nobody around.
I don't know. An angry mob? Maybe an angry mob wants to kill Annie Parr. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we should just...
Do you think, like, she'd go to the sooty gang?
What?
Mm. Oh, you say angry mob. That's like the closest thing I could think of.
No, I just mean like if this person murdered a bunch of people in this town, maybe if people... That's why I'm bothering to try to disguise certain people now.
Yeah, but it's just weird that a lot of people in town don't really know about this or know too much about it.
They don't know about Rafina?
Well, I mean, we don't know. We haven't said anything.
Yeah.
But I know the people we've asked, it doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Like they don't know about me? About what Halula is talking about?
Yeah.
You've asked a couple people. You haven't gotten like a full story. Okay. You've gotten some bits and pieces.
Mm.
It's not like gnomes. What are you talking about? Gnomes, necessarily. Mm-hmm. You've gotten like hints of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would think like if people thought it was if they thought it was important that everyone would know about this. So I mean, I don't think it would have hurt to have Halula, but we don't really have stairs to go up to get her because I just really think that this place could use all hands on deck at this point.
I think the less town, the less guards around, the fewer guards around, the better. That's what I was trying to say.
That was very close. Abby was ready on that one.
I know.
It's Rafina's school of proper grammar and wormmongery.
Yeah. Fewer guards around the better because fuck the guards. You know what I'm saying? Then we would make everything we have to do so much harder.
Yeah. I don't understand why if you're following the rules.
Didn't you eat a person?
Yeah, I mean, Gwen, you did eat a person.
He told me to.
Yeah.
Oh,
but the law doesn't give a shit about that.
Oh, I'm just. The law.
No.
Oh, yeah, Six Rivers law. If someone says that you can eat them, you can eat them.
No, Shimi, shut up. That's not the way the law works.
There was a whole clan of cannibals, and people tried to charge them with a crime, and they couldn't.
Is this
true? Yeah, see, he told me to do it, so I did it, and, I mean, yeah, he told me to, so it was okay.
Cool, yeah, sure.
So why do you feel bad, though?
Yeah.
Because I always feel bad.
Oh, what a terrible way to live. That's bound to end up bad. That kind of feeling's gonna boil and bubble up inside someone until, well, they eat someone, I guess.
Will looks shocked at Shimi, like,
Shimi's also the therapist of this group. It's amazing.
The therapist master strikes again!
Shimi, you understand me.
And suddenly you're at the university.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yay!
And the gates are closed and locked, and there is a sign posted on the outside of the gates that says...
Bell out of order, please knock. Sorry, it's just what I thought of.
That says, university temporarily closed. Restructuring of classes and course load. New exciting classes coming soon.
Oh my god!
Stay posted.
He's like relying on us to do this.
That's amazing. Maybe we'll find him at the Hands and Fingers then.
We
He's
need
probably
to go to,
there to recruit.
We need to go there and help him find people.
He might be in there. I can fly over the gate and go and knock him out and take the key.
At
Come
this
on,
point,
guys.
Your fly spell is worn off.
Yeah, but I can cast
just,
it again,
just,
DM.
Just telling you, player.
I mean, you could fly in there to see if he's there, but please promise me that you're not going to harm him or knock him out or break into anything?
No, I will not give you that promise. But also, I mean, if nobody wants me to go in there right now, I guess I won't.
I guess we have to go find the strippers.
Oh, Shimi's so sad. Now, how do we disguise Shimi so we can get an underage person into a strip club?
Well, wait. Well, first of all, can we just, can we please let Will fly around the campus really quickly and make sure that there's nobody there? If he promises not to murder anybody.
I just said I will not promise that, so.
No, but I want you to.
I'm not going to.
Okay, well then never mind. We just will never know.
Yeah, Rafina. Fuck you, Will.
We could also just break open this gate. I don't have to fly. We just break open the gate.
No.
That's against the rules, Will. It's not like eating a man's intestines when he tells you to.
Right, I know. You're right. It isn't as good as that. He asked me to.
The gate isn't asking you to break it open.
Well, how is it a, like a padlock with a chain?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
No, it's just a wooden spoon stuck through a hole.
Well, I wondered if it was like a, because I could use Mage Hand if it was like, you know, a bar on the other side or something like that. I didn't know. I didn't know what it looked like, so.
It's like a pool gate.
We are at an impasse.
Guys, if we take so, oh, fine, you know what? Let's get these strippers and just throw a bunch of strippers at his head. But once we get the strippers, where are we going to, like, we, if he's not here, we got to assume he's here, I guess. I don't know.
Well, go fly and don't hurt anyone.
Where does he live? Does he live here?
I don't know. Where does he live? Where would a...
None of us were polite enough to inquire after his actual living circumstances.
I grab someone walking by the lapel. Hey!
What?
How you doing?
I'm okay. I was okay.
Can you tell me where the dean lives?
I don't know.
Why do you not know? He's a... Oh, why my gosh. I know? This universe... This university... This universe...
Eric says thanks.
This university is the prime stripping and cooking university in all of Six Rivers. I can't believe you don't know everything about everyone that's employed here. What's wrong with you?
Well, I took a couple courses in economics, but it didn't make much sense.
Stripping, cooking, get on it!
Stripping? What are you talking about? Like paint?
I look him up and down. Is it a man?
No.
What is it? It's a woman. Okay, well, you were just, your voice was just like Eric's voice. It's a donkey. Voice. It's a donkey.
Steed. Oh.
Oh, Steed. Oh, I miss Steed.
Yeah, I know. Where is he?
I miss Mo.
I miss Mo too.
He's around.
Mo's riding Steed on the lake. In my dreams.
In my dreams. Stripping.
One's going to start twerking like this.
Yeah.
Whoa!
You could do that too. Look at all the moves that she learned and is teaching at the university. Student turned professor.
Is this like a show at the college?
No. Well, what? Maybe. Sometimes.
It is?
We're considering about the, you know, the charges. People want to
it's
say
for
that
fitness.
Very... For fitness, yeah.
This person is talking, but they're just still staring.
Yeah, at the twerking.
Uh-huh.
She's just still twerking.
Give me a performance roll, Gwen.
Performance roll for twerking.
Oh!
What is it? Natural 20?
Is this the only time that Gwen has ever gotten a 20?
That's amazing.
So twerking. That is
natural. So 20 stripping. She can do that.
That's insane.
That's you're all so staring.
Funny. Yeah, whoa!
Will, you don't remember what you were talking about.
Nope, just us.
Yeah, universe. This universe. You hear the music in your heads. It's different for each of you, but you hear the music.
Beep, 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 bow, boo, 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 boo.
It's from Robin Hood.
It's the hamster dance.
It is the hamster dance.
The hamster dance.
my God.
What is Bathwack here?
He hears Metallica.
Yeah, so I was going to say Screamo.
Wait, what's that?
This look of peace comes across.
Yeah. You all gain 5 hit points.
Oh, I don't need any, but that's amazing.
Do we get temporary ones?
Nope.
Oh, man, that's amazing. I love it. Okay, then what happens? We're all frozen staring at the twerking.
Gwen, you stop finally, and you turn around, and everybody's just kind of staring at you like slack-jawed.
See, I told you guys I was good.
Classes! I just say that, and Will just says.
Can I enroll?
Yeah. Oh, see, first student! Okay, what do we charge? Where's the dean?
I thought classes were free, but I'll pay.
That's true. Yeah, see? See? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, we gotta write his name, her name down. We need your information.
You can put your dollars right in here.
Yep. Yes, you know what? Sign your name. I rip out a piece of paper, a strip of paper. I bring out my pencil. Sign your name and information on this and tuck it in the cleavage and we'll get back to you.
Okay.
And then I can also do a trick with it somewhere else. Cool thing that I can teach too.
They shakily write their hand down and tentatively reach out and tuck it in, blushing a deep crimson.
Whoa.
And then they run away.
That was my favorite scene of any time ever, so I love that.
I know.
Now I don't know what's happening. I guess we do have to start a strip class now. Like, we have to. We just signed somebody up for it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
you're obligated. It's basically a contract. Yeah. So Will is in.
Yeah.
Well, we still don't know where the dean is, but you know, maybe like why don't we go to the hands and fingers?
Yeah,
hands and fingers.
Hands and fingers.
Why don't we go there and see if we can maybe recruit some other people? Let's see how the people there dance. I mean, we'll see if they're good or not. Maybe they need a little work.
Yeah, another business opportunity for Gwen.
Such an entrepreneur.
Yes, entrepreneur.
All right. So the puppet theater is back in the Scarlet Market. Mm-hmm. So you can all head back over there.
Okay.
Any detours anybody might want to take on the way, or is it pretty much just business, all business?
Will would ask Gwen for his stone back at some point.
Oh, what? This rock you threw at me?
Ask, yeah, sorry.
Ask. Say it in game. Go ahead.
You want me to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hey, Gwen, remember when I threw a rock at your face? Can I have that rock back?
Yeah, I guess. Here you go.
It's lucky. It was lucky. It's supposed to help you.
What do you mean?
It's a lucky rock.
Oh, are you superstitious? It's just a rock you found think it's lucky?
It has luck. It has, like, magic luck.
Well, luck's not a thing.
What? You guys, luck is totally a thing.
Wait, you gave me something magic that I was cheating during the race with that?
Cheating? I mean, come on. You didn't even know. Is it considered cheating if you didn't know?
Gwen, give me a wisdom saving throw.
And Gwen, just remember how lucky you really weren't during the last hour or so.
Yeah, he was that's an unlucky true.
All right. 20 plus the insane bonus Bathwack gives you. You feel some ire bubbling up inside you.
Just a little ire.
But you're able to tamp it down.
Oh.
A quick twerk or two and you're back.
Twerk the ire away. That's one of the classes. Just twerk your ire away.
Oh my
twerk
God.
The ire away.
I was twerking just now in my seat. I just wanted to say that for posterity.
Okay.
Okay.
For podcasterity.
So yeah. You cheated, but you didn't know about it, so it doesn't really matter.
Don't ever do that again. That's just not fair. That's not nice. I mean, what if all this didn't happen and the race happened and then I won and then there's going to be an asterisk by my win because you gave me something that made me cheat and gave me an advantage over everyone else. So then it wasn't fair for everyone else.
Rafina, I thought I was being nice, but I guess I'm not good at that. So teach me the ways. Don't teach me. I'm just kidding. Don't teach me anything.
Oh, I was so excited for a minute there that you were going to listen to me.
She's all mad. Look at her. She looks like she's going to cry like all the time right now. This is constant.
Well, Will, you gave her something she didn't even know she could use. And now she's worried that she might have cheated. And you know how she feels about that. You had told her your intention in the first place that you wanted to help her and protect her and that you love her.
I never said any of those things, Gwen. I never said any of those things. I'm going to throw 100 rocks at you next time so you lose. How about that? Does that feel better? And then I walk away.
Roll a deception check.
I walk away. But I'm rolling my deception check.
Hey, Gwen, Will loves you.
A 10. You don't think Will is being completely genuine.
What?
A 10? That's a bad roll.
Will slips off the sky at the DM.
Maybe Will just needs a drink and to see some exotic dancers.
Some what?
Exotic dancers.
You're
going to
say something else, I think, for a second.
Some what? Corn husks.
No titties.
Oh, okay. Good correction. Oh, yeah. So, you all head off to the proverbial land of free drinks and no titties.
Free drinks, no titties.
You're crossing back over one of the bridges over the pathetically small Bear Toggle River. Aww. Rafina lets out a single tear. And we're going to find out what happens get closer to the Hands and Finger Puppet Theater next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, my.
Man.
Yeah.
What did Ricardo steal? I'm obsessed.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Eric, why would you
do
this
to yourself?
He stole
your heart.
KT is going to be on you for the next however long it will be.
Today, Denise said to me, Gwen is a piece of work. And I said, more like a piece of twerk. So I'm so happy that twerking came up again.
Came up.
I'm
came
so
up.
Excited.
And of course, for a dexterity saving throw, anything like that, can't roll above a 10. But no. For twerking, natural 20.
Hey, would you have it any other way?
That was
so great.
Oh, it was so wonderful. If you got Will to stare at a twerk, that is a magical twerk because Will does not care about a twerk at all. He's like, no.
Oh, he cares about this twerk.
He cared about that twerk. He was like,
my milkshake brings the boys to the yard.
Yeah. That was like a mystical, supernatural twerk, a celestial twerk.
Celestial.
An amethyst celestial twerk.
Yeah. Amazing.
So when you don't have your wings out, you don't see anything at all?
Mm-mm.
So they just like appear. That's so cool.
They're spectral. Like the gems like are like coming out, but they're coming off of her body.
Oh, so it's like a prismatic thing. Like it's like the gems move and then there's like a prism of wing or something.
It's like old newspaper.
I'm just trying to picture it in movie style because also I want to draw it if I can. I'm a terrible drawer. I have had so many ideas. You
draw
guys.
Will, Rafina, and Bathwick peering out over the cup.
You love that. Yeah.
While Gwen falls Gwen to her death.
Intestines coming out. I still like, oh my God, epic.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.